This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's right. You really have to be part of the solution. Right? Yes, you know, I love my chat room. If you really want to get involved in a conversation that makes sense, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in the chat, the live chat. There's so much going on, and they're smarter than I am, so you probably should really hop on there and get involved with them. Anyway, I'm having a ball because I know I have trollers, if you would. And you guys know what trollers are. And some of you may or may not know that I'm running for a school board again in my area. And what I find amazing about all this is the mindset of some of you, what's the term they use? The Karens that run for these seats. They're offended by everything right. They're offended by everything conservative. They're offended by everything. Well, they're offended by everything. I have no other way to look at it. So when you think about this, when you think about all the things they could be complaining about and doing, there's a book out right now. Well, not it's been out for a while. But it just kind of hit its stride, if you would. And the first thing, mark my words, the first thing most people are going to think, he's against the book because it's about gay people. Funny thing about it is it's not about gay people. It's basically saying if you believe yourself to be, here's some things to think about, right? Now, if you're one of those people who gets offended easily, too, you don't like certain terminologies, you might want to switch over to the Ray Conniff Singer's channel or something for a moment. Seriously. But there was a book found in the library, many libraries across the country, actually. And this is why I keep saying to you guys, you've got to get involved, you've got to get engaged. And you would think, you know, when you find these books, sometimes you say to yourself, well, how did it make it in there? So, today over 40 states have laws on the books that guarantee educational obscenity exemptions in public schools. Right? You read that right. Superintendents, principals, teachers, school libraries, they can promote pretty much anything they want to if they can prove or perceive the book to be of some kind of literary value, some kind of moral value. But think about who decides that. The librarian does. Okay? The teachers do. The superintendent does. Right? Now, how ironic is it that if a sexual predator offered these same materials to students on the sidewalk next to the school grounds, that person would be arrested. But when the same material is presented within a school setting, it's fine. Mary E. McAllister, senior counsel with the Child and Parental Rights Campaign, shared an example of how one district in Tennessee, supposedly a conservative red state, circumvented parental rights and purposely placed students in harm's way. According to McAllister, one high school student states a 90-minute assembly entered. No, this is high school assembly. States a 90-minute assembly entitled Hot, Sexy, and Safer, which included sexually explicit monologue statements about having a group sexual experience, as well as advocacy for an approval of oral sex, masturbation, homosexual sexual activity, and simulated masturbation. Now, if Tammy was in the room, she would have thrown something at me four times already. She always said, Joe, did you ever think you'd be talking about this stuff in a group of friends, let alone on the radio? I would have giggled and said, no, it's not going to happen. But the reason we're doing it is it happens so often. It's going on so much right now. This is so ridiculous. In all sincerity, your job is to protect your kids. Your job is to make sure your kids are protected from things they don't need to hear or see. Now, you can't keep them 100% safe. I got that. But why send them into the lion's den if you don't have to? Anyway. So in one of the books, the following excerpts from one such book titled This Book is Gay by Juno Dawson. Right? The cover, you know, several of the foundational topics, you know, out by the LGBTQ and so forth. Now, I want you to know, yeah, some of this is going to be pretty tough to listen to. But you need to listen to it. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. And don't say it's no big deal, because it is a big deal. Moral values, sexual orientation, how families are positioned, that's all up to the family to decide. It is not up to a school district, a school board, or teachers for that matter, to tell your children that your parents are wrong and this is what a family looks like. This is what real sexual orientation is all about. This is what gender is all about. That is not the role of the school. That simple. Now, on the same token, or I should say on the other side of the same coin, It's not okay for parents to teach kids to bully, to pound on, to hate on any of these groups we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And you really do. You need to be part of the conversation. Show them a way to make it work. All right. I know some of you are going to get turned off by this. I told you there's going to be some really different kind of language for you. Stuff you don't usually hear. But it's getting worse. And you can't stick your head in the sand anymore. You've got to really pay attention to what's going on. You really, really, really have to take the time to make sure that you want to say what your kids are being taught. Now, look at whether you are neutral, agree, don't agree, whatever, on any of the LGBTQ stuff. This is not really the goal here of this particular piece. The goal here is to let you see, let you hear, let you know what's being taught. You should be allowed to decide what's real and what's not real. Right? No, seriously. So, when you have books being introduced and your kids are either asked to read, forced to read, or it's part of a reading list that you don't really agree with, you need to speak up. And what bothered me the most about this book that's been introduced is some of the things in it that are just truly false. Right? I mean, they call the average person, what do you want to call them, heterosexual, straight, I don't even know what the terms. They change so often, they don't know what they call them. But they call them homophobic, period. Well, why am I homophobic if I don't agree with a lifestyle, don't agree with a gender designation? Not. And don't. Do not be afraid to speak up for yourself or your kids. They hate people like me because I'm encouraging you to do that. Now, again, if you're easily offended by sensitive language, and I'm sure your kids have heard worse at school already, then maybe this isn't the time for you to listen. One of the extra excerpts out of the book. Hey, you want to know a secret? Straight people have anal sex all the time. You want another one? Straight men like stuff up their bums just as much as gay ones. Now look at the terminologies. Look at the way they're putting this. Right? This is for junior high and high school kids. Well, at least they think it is. Why? As mentioned before, the prostate gland located just inside your bum, it feels amazing when it's massaged. And lots of men, gay, straight, and so forth, they like how it feels. Anal sex isn't just a gay thing. Now this is junior high and high school. So give it some time. So they also go on, and again, I'm laying this out so you understand what's being taught, what's being said. They also have a chapter on how to argue, ready for this one, how to argue with a Christian. So they go into, if you have the misfortune to stumble onto a literalist, homophobic Christian, how do you go about defending yourself? Homophobic Christian. You know, they've so used that word so much, phobic, that it really doesn't mean much anything anymore. But it's a lot of fun because, you know, when you hear it, you know it's coming from a hardcore left-wing progressive. So the chapter goes on to say, power, knowledge is power, my friend. Before we go any further, let's note that I use the word prefer. Sexuality and gender identity are very much about preference. Ooh, I'm surprised this is getting him in trouble. No, really, if you think about it. Because the gay community says they were born that way. It's not a preference. It's how they were born. So is it a preference or isn't it? Is this something you prefer to do or not? Now, the reason they have to change the word for this particular conversation, you'll see in a second. Okay, that's why I say I'm confused a bit because I'm told by one group it's not a preference. You are what you are. I'm told by another group that you were born that way, that it is a preference. So sexuality and gender identity very much about preference. The writer goes on to say, I think we all consider sex with both men and women. Sex with both, right? No, that's not true. We all don't. Right? Like I said, why wouldn't we? Why? Because, I mean, you want to go Mother Nature and God? I mean, pick either one. There's a reason why the parts and pieces are in the places they are, and they work the way they work for the reason they work. He goes on to say that we're surrounded by sexy images in magazines and on TV. Ooh, is that what drives us? Maybe we should start taking that away. Maybe that way the young kids won't feel like they're forced that that's what they're supposed to be doing. People say who they haven't thought about it are probably liars. Ooh, see, now you're setting up the young people by saying, look, everybody thinks about it. If you didn't think about it, if you say you didn't think about it, you're probably being pressured by your friends, and you're a liar. No. That's bullying. Therefore, it's all about what we prefer sexually, and we need to be open-minded at all times. Come on, think about that. You can't, either you are or you aren't. You can't say it's a preference and in the same sentence basically say you were born that way. So which is it? Okay, this isn't about whether being is right or wrong. This is about what's being told to your kids and the mindset it's setting them in. Now, it's highly likely that here in California especially, but remember, this book is actually in a library in Tennessee, which is supposed to be a very conservative state. Now, if it works like other states or if it works like other school organizations, not everybody knows what books are in the library. So even for young students, it's imperative that you become involved, that you find out what the reading lists are, what the required reading lists are, what's in the library. There's a group called Capital Resource Institute, CRI. You can find them at capitalresource.org, capitalresource.org. The executive director, Karen England, she became aware that this book is gay, is available at her local high school library. Now, when you go look at what's in there, when you see what it's talking about, again, a whole chapter on how to argue with a Christian. Now, the problem here is that they don't say why the Christian is wrong. One of the things they talk about is basically that if you prefer to, if you think it's right for you, then nobody should tell you. A Christian, and not a homophobic Christian, or a misinformed Christian, right? They call me a literalist. Well, yeah, the Bible is true. Every story in it's true, or God wouldn't tell you that. Now, would he? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming. You listen to Joe Messina.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The market did not like what it saw in Tuesday's CPI report, and stocks suffered. The Dow fell nearly 1,300 points Tuesday. U.S. stocks fell broadly while Treasury yields rose after the latest inflation data came in higher than expected. Tuesday's inflation report will help determine the path ahead for interest rates before the next Federal Reserve meeting. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden touted the Inflation Reduction Act on Tuesday despite those abysmal numbers.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost. How long we've been fighting for them? How long we've been taking on these interests? From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago.
Kenneth Starr, the former Solicitor General whose investigation led to the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, died on Tuesday. He was 76. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Tom Steve, your host. I'm laughing because I keep hitting the button and nothing happens. I thought it was giving me a hard time, like all the other electronic equipment around here. Tom Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 550-JOE, 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It really, really is important that you engage. Right? The way you stop this craziness from happening is you get engaged. You make sure that you're doing it. This is why I'm reading what I'm reading to you. This is why I'm talking to you about the stuff that's going on in these schools, that you need to step up. Really. And make sure you're fighting for the right thing. Now, I was reading from you from a book called This Book Is Gay by Juno Dawson. It's in a lot of it's in a lot of schools in the junior high and high school level. It's in their library. Some is required reading in some schools. My argument here, because look, some of you think you can save your kids or protect your kids or keep them away from, you know, if you're one of those, you can keep them away from gay and lesbian, transgender and all these things that you can perceive to be evil and nasty and bad and terrible. Your kid's going to be in the world someday as an adult. Your kid's going to be in the world someday, even as a teen. So you need to inform them and let them know what the truth is and what's going on. And that way, then, when things come up in front of them, like, again, my biggest beef here, too, is this comment by the writer, or what's in the book, actually, how to argue with a Christian. So if you have the misfortune to stumble onto a literalist, a homophobic Christian, how do you go about defending yourself? But they have no right to say that. A literalist? Most Christians do take the Bible literally, that God did create the earth, that he created Adam and Eve, that Jesus is the Savior. Most people take that literally. But Jesus actually did turn water into wine. What do you think? These are all cute little stories? If one of them is a story, if one of them is not believable, then the whole thing is not believable. We just can't wrap our Larry. You ever notice that the reason that most people reject God, right, the creator of the universe, the reason that most people reject him is, A, they can't see him, feel him, or touch him. That's number one. And number two, I love the comments like, oh, yeah, like somebody could really walk on water. Well, I don't know about you, but I figured if the creator of the universe decides they want to walk on water, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Right? I'm just throwing it out there. And this is where they get lost, because the smartest ones can't wrap their brain around something like a creator. You know, the one who created science is the one that goes above and beyond science. You know, I haven't used this example in a long time, but I'm going to take a minute to do it anyway. Some of you could probably recite this by heart. I've always said, I find it interesting that these evolutionists, the ones that say they believe in science, I say that an atheist or an evolutionist has got more faith than the average Christian. No, seriously. See, at least I can say, with a more convincing story, if you would, that the almighty, all-existing, ever-being known as God decided that he wanted company and who created the universe. It was that simple. He decided this is what he wanted, whether he wanted a first play toy or wanted to be loved or whatever. I don't know. I don't care. So he created this universe. Okay, ever-expanding. We've got, you know, us little earthlings, whether there's other people out there. I don't know. I don't care. Bible doesn't talk about it, doesn't tell me I have to care about it, tells me to worry about what I'm doing on this planet right now. Okay? So you look at that, and then you flop over to the atheist side. And again, if you're an atheist, I am not trying to insult you. I'm just truly saying it takes a lot of faith to be an atheist. You have to believe, and I don't even know where it came from to begin with, but in the vast nothingness of space. Now think about that. Everything you've been taught and learned about science. And now, you know, since girls can be boys can be girls, and some people can be unicorns, science doesn't count anymore, so I don't even know what you can believe in science. But let's just say I'm a traditionalist and I believe in science. You've got this vast space of nothing. I'm talking nothingness, right? And out of this nothingness, because there's no God, there's no anything, there's nothing to get it rolling. Who got it rolling to begin with? It was just there. See, that's a leap in and of itself of faith. So we have this place called space. And in this place called space, we had two atoms show up out of nowhere. Vast nothingness. Nothing in the world. Nothing. Nothing out there. And all of a sudden, we have two atoms that show up. And these atoms show up out of nowhere. Okay, you know where I'm going, right? These atoms show up, and in this vast nothingness of space, they find the one little intersection. I mean, last I checked, I don't think atoms were very big. Come on, start putting the numbers together here. Try to figure out what the odds are. On this vast nothingness of space, these two atoms find each other, and not only can they, there's not enough room, I guess, for them to pass each other, they collide, create an amazing explosion that sets the universe in order. And over a billion years of, you know, these planets forming out of rocks that went spiraling or whatever, I don't even know at this point. Are you following me here? You following this story that somebody has to believe out of nothing, right? All of a sudden, these suns and these planets are forming, and they're forming in an exact orbit, and they're forming exactly the way they need to be. And the Earth ends up exactly how far it needs to be from the sun in the exact orbit it needs to be able to create this this pool of something. And something climbed out of this pool of sludge. And after evolving from, moss and leaves and or moss and grass and other things and trees and all, we came out of that a couple of billion years later. Are you following me? And after all that's done, we're at we are today. So we, you, me, as human beings, are nothing more than millions of years of mistakes to get to where we're at now. We're all mutants, all of us. I mean, and there's so many flaws with that theory all the way through, but that's beside the point. So again, from the vast nothingness of space, which they can't tell me how it got here to begin with, to these two atoms that nobody can tell me how they got there to begin with, that somehow found each other in the middle of nowhere. I'm talking about in a gabillion miles of nothing, found each other, collided, started this universe, and we ended up. I'm sorry. If you're an atheist and you're from a certain group or any group, call me. I want you to sell me. I want you to convince. I won't argue with you. I'll ask you questions, but I won't argue with you. Tell me that that doesn't take more faith, more blind faith, truly blind faith, than a God of the universe setting the order, setting it in motion. Now, the only time I ever heard an atheist story that I kind of chuckled at and said, yeah, I could almost buy into that, is when he said, I believed in God. Believed in God was the key word. He said, but I think what happened was God was tinkering around in his workshop. And that's where the explosion came from. He screwed up and he blew the thing up. And that's how we're moving forward. I'm going, okay, at least you've got a reason for the explosion. You can tell me how it all came about. God was tinkering around after making space and all this other stuff, and bang, he blew it up. I mean, come on, this is crazy, right? But I mean that in all sincerity. I think you have to have a lot more faith as an atheist than you do as a Christian or a Jew or a Buddhist, for that matter, or any one of them. Let me know how you feel. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't go far. We'll have some more fun conversations after the break.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I gotta tell you, I love that one. I think that one is great. Seriously, all joking aside. It's actually one of my favorites. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, not part of the problem. That's what you are. So I do appreciate, I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Again, on the air, I almost said in the trash room. But you guys, you get pretty trashy at times. Most of the time, you're pretty cool. But, no, seriously, get involved in the conversation. And as, you know, if you go up to the website, there's a live chat room going on there. You guys can get involved in the conversation. You can decide, you know, what topic you want to, what do you want to chime in on what I'm saying. So, always a pleasure. And again, you got to get involved. You got to do something more than just be a, what do I call them? Your Facebook warrior, right? Keyboard warrior. You really do. And once you do that, once you kind of, I don't want to say get off the keyboard, but once you get informed and you do engage, watch the difference you make when you actually have the information you need. You know that. You know how, come on, you guys have been at this for a while. You know how this works. You know how important it is. Again, you know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be as I say it all the time in the media, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem. My God. We got enough part of the problems. We need more of the solutions. You know what I'm saying? So I was talking about some of the things that, you know, again, going on to school level, school board, education. You guys have got to engage. You got to engage before you get involved. You got to find out what's going on. You know, we have a lot of misinformation that goes around about what happens at the schools. Now, my trolls on the left will say it's me putting that out. They can believe what they want. They can say what they want. It's not true. What they don't like is when you have somebody out there that's actually laying out the truth the way it is, it's a problem. Right? It's a real problem. And so this is what's bothering them. Because it's making a dent. Because people are saying, and they know it. People will say, well, I heard this. How true is that? But it's already in their head. You can't get it out. I always got a kick on these courtroom things. Right? And, you know, when they say, okay, the jury will strike that. How do you strike it? You've already heard it. How does it go away? It's almost impossible, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And that way, it makes things better for everybody. All right. Let's move off of this, right? We did the celebrating story. Although, I can't get away from that one. That one makes me nuts in and of itself, right? Democrats are outpacing Republicans by tens of thousands of absentee ballot requests in key midterm states. Right? Now, North Carolina has four contentious House races being watched by the Senate. And then out of nowhere, just saying, the Democrats are asking for absentee ballots 4-1. I wonder why that is. I wonder how that's happening. I'm just making an observation. According to the state's absentee ballot request report, a total of 66,000 absentee ballots have been requested, with Democrats making up the vast majority of the number at 53% of the total, and 35,000 ballots. Republicans have requested just 9,000 ballots. The unaffiliated party have requested 22,000. So when you look at this, you go, "Why? That's interesting." Now, local news source reached out to the Republican National Committee for comment and spoke to an official who downplayed the ability of Democrats like Senate nominee Sherry Beasley to appeal to North Carolina voters, regardless of the absentee ballot numbers. Now, I don't agree with them. We've done stuff like this before, and that's how we lose. We don't really look to understand what's going on, what the real numbers are, and why it's happening the way it is. I would challenge some of those. At least that's just me. According to the local polls, Republicans are fired up and ready to elect Ted Budd, and Republicans across North Carolina, Sherry Beasley is far too right, too radical for the state, and would be a rubber stamp for Biden's failed agenda. Now, a source familiar with past elections in North Carolina pointed to data showing that despite the higher number of Democrats requesting absentee ballots, the difference was on par with the numbers at this point in time in 2018-2020. There has got to be. I mean, think about this. There has got to be a way to check these and make sure they're valid. Right? Make sure the requested ballot, these are true North Carolinians that are living out of the state or working out of the state. This stuff always, I find it interesting that within weeks of things like this happening, within weeks of an election, when you get this kind of bump or jump, you have to stop and think, how real is this? Right? I mean, think about it. How real is this? Now, A group called Power Rankings have the races in North Carolina's 6th and 14th congressional districts rated as likely Democrat. The race in the state's 1st congressional district rated as lean Democrat. The 13th congressional district rated as toss-up. The race to replace retiree Senator Richard Burr is rated as lean Republican. See, the Republicans got this wrong. First of all, I don't believe the polls at all. Not anymore. Not after what they've done in the last few election cycles. You know who's running them. You know who's putting the information out there, right? So, when you think about this, what are they doing? What are they trying to put out there? For real. You got to think about it. You got to have an answer to it. You got to know what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Larry Kudlow writes, this is the highest inflation in 40 years. It's to the point now where it's deeply embedded in the economy, and it's spreading. I mean, do you believe him? Do you understand what he's saying? Today's CPI inflation report shocked Wall Street and the nation with a significantly higher than expected number. All the Pollyannas everywhere painfully learning that there's no magic cure. There's no easy way out of this inflation. They think there is. After several years of excessive federal spending, regulation, taxing, and money printing, the highest inflation in 40 years. I told you this earlier. These Democrat regimes, these Democrat administrations, this is how they try to get out of the inflation issues, of the monetary issues, of jobs. It doesn't work. It never has. It's always hurt us. It's never worked. I mean, is it going to take the Democrats actually voting to tap your savings account? Actually voting on a higher debt tax where your kids get nothing of what you made or what you did or the work you did? They've done all this spending, told us this was fixed things, and it didn't. I told you earlier. Food is up 11.5%. Energy is still up 24%. Electricity is up 16%. Natural gas, 33%. New cars are well over 10. Even though you've seen the drop in gas at the pumps, it's still up over 24%. I'm sorry, 26. I was off from a year ago. This is all from a year ago. Rent is up almost 8%. I mean, what do you do with all this? How can you say this is great, this is working, this is good? You know, you look at other measures, the Cleveland Feds, they had a CPI increase of 6.7%. I mean, this stuff is rising and rising and rising. And so what we do is we're going to keep throwing money at it, because if we throw money at it, well, someday it might fix itself. This is their solution to everything. Throw money at it. Look at our education systems. Throw money at it. Doesn't fix it. It doesn't fix it at all. Around the kitchen table, if you look at grocery prices, home heating oil, air conditioning, electricity, baby, I can't get baby formula, right? So look at the baby. All these price hikes are killing the middle class people. Nobody's talking about it. Right? And yet we're celebrating by having who? James Taylor show up to serenade the White House. And some really weird, bizarre celebration. An Inflation Reduction Act celebration. If you tried to write this as a script, they would laugh you out of the room. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Write it down, give us a call. You got me for another hour after this. We're going to have a lot of fun together, whether you want to or not. Be back in a few minutes.